until D and I kind of were on the back hanging out and showered up, and there was a big after party with Impact and kind of hanging out. And it was just one of those moments where I looked at it, I was like, oh wow, we did the darn thing.
The following program has been approved for Pro Wrestling Fans by the creators of the Angle Podcast.
All wrestling fans, clap for the Angle Podcast!
The Angle Podcast. The
Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
It's the Angle Podcast! How exciting!
Welcome back, everyone, to the Angle Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joey Carney, and if you haven't already, please tap that subscribe button down below. Now, joining me today is a man who has served his country, but also the wrestling fans, as he's recently achieved a huge dream. The last time that he was on this show, we spoke about that very dream, and today he's rebelled against the system, and he's become the new Impact World Heavyweight Champion. Please welcome Steve Macklin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great to be chatting with the new Impact World Heavyweight Champion. We were just talking off camera that this has been something that both of us, but as the fans can imagine, been looking forward to this moment for a while. So you're the Impact, the new Impact World Heavyweight Champion. Has it fully sunk in yet?
I think it's kind of getting there. It took a little bit the night of until D and I kind of were on the back and hanging out and showered up. And there was a big after party with Impact and kind of hanging out. And it was just one of those moments where I looked at it, I was like, oh, wow, we did the darn thing. So it was just a cool night and just something that organically happened. I can't even speak right now. With both of us winning the world titles in the same night. Just awesome moment. Something I never would have thought of, and it ended up happening. I always thought maybe at some point we'd be world champions, but never on the same night.
Yeah, so what were the emotions going into this match, knowing kind of what you were gonna be doing, and then holding that title in your hands after everything, you know, the dust settled, sort of say?
Just my anxiety was up the whole day, just that nervous butterflies of delivering the best match possible with Kushida. And I think we did that at Rebellion. Won a hell of an opponent, tough as nails, lives up to the super junior that he is. And he really is that new version of a Jushin Thunder Liger of today's generation. And I hope he gets the credit of that as well. And I'm very proud of that match. But I didn't get to really have it sink in that much because I already had a challenger kind of right there right away, especially with Scott D'Amore being involved.
Yeah,
Getting hit in the president of Impact Wrestling felt good after winning the title, but then also Nick Aldis kind of sticking his nose already into it. Just didn't have much, so the challenger's already lining up, so I'm ready for it.
And being a former Marine, of course, you hold a high regard for leadership and courage. What qualities do you see overlapping from being a Marine into being a world champion?
I'll just carry myself, working hard, doing what I feel is the right thing to do. And like you said earlier, like the rebellious of going against the system. And I think it's not going against the system. It's just what my narrative is and what I see is right and what I fit right in my narrative. And that's winning at all costs. And I think I've done that, whether you agree with it or not. That's why I'm the world champion. I'm willing to go that extra mile. And I wonder if everybody else is.
Of course. And you just spoke on, you know, Deonna Purrazzo obviously becoming the new Knockouts world champion, your wife, Deonna Purrazzo. How cool is it holding that world title and then watching her win, you know, her world title? Like, what was that moment like watching it all come about?
Awesome. To be in Gorilla and be able to get there and see her come through the curtain, be the first person to hug her and kiss her, congratulate her, was just it's funny because we were trying to avoid each other the whole night pretty much. And then, of course, after I got through the curtain, I had a lot of animosity and heat towards me just because of hitting the boss. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to, I wanted to get out of there quick. So of course I found her and she was in one of the little hallways there, getting ready and stretching, still getting ready to go out for her entrance. And she just kind of gave me a look without saying anything. And I just said, just go kill it. And that was about it. But it was a cool night, cool moment, something I won't forget.
There's a picture circulating around social media. It's the two of you holding, you know, your world title, sitting on a couch next to each other, side by side. And the fans are calling you both the new power couple in pro wrestling. You know, obviously there's Seth and Becky, Mickey and Nick, you know, Triple H and Stephanie. But no one is really dominating like you and Deonna both holding the gold, you know, for your respective company. Where is there like a confidence boost, you know, settling in at home, both looking at each other? Now you're both world champions. You're both running Impact Wrestling.
No. Oh, I would say confidence. Confidence comes with anything when you're successful in anything, but it's also just more motivated than anything to just work hard. We never thought we'd be world champions on the same night. And now we're here. We are both world champions of our division and Impact Wrestling. So it's just putting the weight on our shoulders and carrying what we feel is the torch to build Impact for the future. And we have that coming up with Slugfest, Spring Slugfest in Chicago this week on Friday and Saturday, and then Under Siege in London, Ontario. And then we have Against All Odds in Columbus, Ohio, and then Slammiversary eventually in Windsor, Ontario as well.
Yeah, and the last time that we spoke when you were on the show, it was about 6-7 months ago, you stated that Josh Alexander was the guy you wanted to face and the guy that you wanted to defeat for the world title. And unfortunately, obviously, Josh is out with an injury, but you did get to face and defeat Kushida, which you said, you know, a mega opponent, such a great match, you know, becoming the new Impact World Champion. What message do you have for Josh Alexander? Now that you're the world heavyweight champion, what message do you have for him for when he's able to return?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting to face the longest reigning Impact World Champion. I know he had to vacate it and wasn't the way I wanted to go about it. I wanted to beat the longest reigning Impact World Champion in Toronto in his hometown at Rebellion, but that didn't happen. So maybe that's going to be the story down the road whenever he does come back. So I'm going to try to hold on to this Impact World title as long as I can for him to come back healthy.
Of course. And was there anyone that reached out to you just to give their congratulations that you were kind of shocked about? Someone maybe that you would consider an opponent or anything like that?
No, just family and friends, especially from just being from where I was with NXT, WWE, and my time there, just friends from the locker room. The locker room never changes. The boys are the boys, and those who support you throughout everything and just proud of you. It's just good to get those text messages. And that's, if anything, that's the confidence booster too, just because, you know, you have people pulling for you, whether they're not there on Twitter, constantly clouding about it and trying to get the rub in a sense in that way. But it's just good to have that camaraderie still. And it's just, it's just a good moment.
Yeah. And while the list of more tagged and bagged opponents is upon us, really, you have a title match coming up with PCO. And is there really anyone else currently on the roster that you're looking forward to facing? That, you know, obviously PCO is the first stop, but is there like a list of people that you would want to have, you know, those world title matches with? Maybe even, you know, the recent return of, you know, a man who labels himself, like we talked about before, the real world's champion?
Well, the real world's champion has to earn it. So he's got to start like at the bottom, like I did, and work his way up there. So hopefully he does. And if that comes about, then we do that. But there's tons of, the roster is stacked. Again, Josh Alexander is that number one on my list just because that's what I want to have that match at some point. But there's Eddie Edwards, Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, Trey Miguel, Chris Bay, and Ace Austin, Sammy Callahan. Like, the list goes on. Diener, like anybody in the design. The list goes on of the amount of talent and the amount of stories we can tell out there. And that's the best part of Impact, is the storytelling that we could tell.
Yeah, and that was kind of leading into my next question. Obviously, one of the hottest free agents, Nick Aldis, is back in Impact that we just spoke about. And his return is really a testament to where Impact is and how it's so much hotter than it's ever been. I mean, Impact right now is doing things on a whole other level. And I was going to ask you, what about the company in 2023 is standing out to you the most? And you kind of hit on it there. But Impact is, I've had the opportunity to talk to a plethora of Impact talent. And it's always a similar response where everyone is, you know, they're looking forward to building Impact bigger and better than it ever was. People are looking forward to being the Impact World Champion, being the Knockouts World Champion. There's so much talent and hunger that lies in Impact. It's just, it's really cool to see, you know, what you guys are able to do.
Yeah, and that's the best part for the past 2 years of being there, and then the road to getting the Impact World title. It's just the opportunity, and once they hand you the ball, run with it. And that's the good thing that Impact does, is they give you opportunities that if you go out and knock it out of the park, they're going to keep giving those opportunities. And we have a roster that does that. It just, from promos backstage, if you watch the show as a whole, from beginning to end. It's just pro wrestling. Like, that's what drew me to it, even before I even got to Impact Wrestling. When Deonna was doing her Twitch streams weekly, and she'd have her conversations with fans that we watched together, I'm like, this is a really good show. And it's just one of those things where it's getting the word of mouth out there now and getting people to watch Access TV. And if they don't have it, we have on YouTube, DAZN, which I just found out is on the UK on basic cable now in the UK. So it's just reaching different fans and getting the word out of how good Impact Wrestling is. And I know everybody likes to say we're the underdog, and that's how we treat it. And I think that's also what we do as a locker room, is we put a lot of weight on our shoulders to go out and kill it every night. And I think we did that at the Rebel building, the Rebel nightclub in Toronto at Rebellion. And it's those buildings as well. Like, it's an intimate setting. It's close knit, and it's just got that vibe and feel of not the ECW style, but like a little bit of more of a dial turned up where it looks fancy, but it's just good production quality. And everything that we do is just, I love it. And from behind the scenes with creative talent relations, everybody just is working their ass off to make this product better. And that's all you could ask for in a company.
And you kind of touched on something that I've been thinking about myself, being a fan of Impact for so many years, back to the TNA days. You see today, the fans rallying around Impact, you know, like you said, being the underdog company, but the fans are really the ones trying to help from the outside, push it up to get the attention that it deserves. Like I said, rallying around Impact. It's really, really cool to see. And we know that Impact is coming back or is going to Chicago two nights, Spring Slugfest Friday and Saturday, April 28th, 29th. Chicago being one of the bigger and better wrestling companies around the country. What comes to mind for you when we discuss wrestling in Chicago? Are there any big moments that you remember from wrestling? Maybe not from your career, but just in general from pro wrestling?
Not offhand. I know Blake and I have tagged there a couple times. When we were with NXT and on main roster as well. Not too off my head. I don't know, I guess Punk returning. That's one of those things when he came back with AEW in Chicago recently. But other than that, nothing off the top of my head. Just when I think of Chicago, I think of the Bulls. Michael Jordan back in the day.
Yeah.
But it's just a good town. It's a good wrestling city. And especially being back in Cicero, last time we were there, the crowd was super hot. And I'm looking forward back to that energy, especially the building that we're in. It's just a really cool building. And Sammy and I got to kill each other all around that building throughout an entire pay-per-view in a no disqualification match. So it was a lot of fun. And we'll see how it goes, because I'm building this Under Siege match with PCO. So who knows what's going to happen this week at the Spring Slugfest.
Yeah, PCO is one of those guys that will do everything and anything to get the job done. And you could say the same for yourself as well. So I'm very excited and looking forward to that match. But to kind of start to wrap up here, both of us are from New Jersey. We need Impact to come back to New Jersey. I know a lot of
I ask Lou all the time. When are we going to Jersey? When are we going to the Carolinas? And when are we going to the UK?
Yep. What would it mean for you to be in front of a hometown crowd, holding that world title and performing and retaining the Impact World Heavyweight Championship?
Childhood dream. You, as a kid, that's all you imagine yourself as, a world champion, WrestleMania main event, but it's just, it doesn't end up working out that way. So here I am in Impact Wrestling as the world champion. It's even better just because I get to live my dream. I get to travel with my wife, and to do that in my hometown and have family there and friends growing up from the area in Rutherford, New Jersey, where I grew up. It was fun to actually go back to like text messages and stuff. I had a lot of friends that I grew up with that, like, holy shit, dude, this is cool. Like, it's good to see, like, you did it. And I'm like, yeah, it's one of those cool moments where as a kid, like, everybody thought I was weird for wearing a wrestling t-shirt or being a big wrestling fan. And I never got out of it throughout high school. And then I got into it and people were like, really, this is what you're doing? I'm like, yep. And then here we are. So it's just, it's the childhood dream where you stick to your gut and you follow what you want to do. And that it's the coolest feeling in the world. But to be able to do that in Jersey would be really awesome, especially with my mom and my dad.
The last time I was able to chat with Deonna, we kind of spoke about that. You know, I asked her a similar question. What would it mean to return, to New Jersey as being the Knockouts world champion? And we kind of discussed how there's something about New Jersey. There's an aura where wrestling fans from New Jersey rally around wrestlers from New Jersey. There's a connection. There's a bond there that you really can't break. So it is really cool. And I would love for Impact to come, you know, to New Jersey and bring that hometown feel for you. That'd be an amazing moment.
Yeah, closest we're going to get right now is for the Multiverse 2 at For Whom the Bell Tolls in Philly at the old ECW Arena. So that's closest we're getting for right now. So if Jersey, get on over. It's not too far, and it's not too far from the Monster Factory in Paulsboro, New Jersey as well. So big fan base out there, and shout out to them for their Apple TV documentary, which is, if you haven't watched it, go check it out.
And the last question I have to ask you here. You recently broke the internet, broke Twitter, starting this hashtag on Twitter, hashtag send wiener pics for those listening. He's referencing the dogs. Yep. There you go. Referencing his dogs. Is there any pictures? And if not, we need one of the dogs with the world titles. I mean, that's something.
Yeah, I guess we'll work on that. It's just getting them to be afraid of the titles. But yeah, maybe at some point, maybe we can get that out there. Yeah, I don't know why. We were sitting on the beach the other day. I was like, I want to post a wiener pic. And she looks at me, she's like, what? I was like, of Oliver. And she's like, oh.
That's hysterical. But for the fans listening and watching right now, where could they go follow you on social media? Where could they get more from Impact Wrestling?
Impact Wrestling on Fight, on Impact Plus. Check us out every week on Access TV this Thursday, every night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And then also we're on Friday and Saturday. For Spring Slugfest in Chicago, we have Under Siege coming up in London, Ontario, which is our next pay-per-view special, which is on Impact Plus. So please check us out. And if you want to follow me at Steve Macklin on Twitter and Instagram. I don't have the blue check mark anymore, but I tried to make it known that this is my only account, and the only accounts that I have are at Steve Macklin on Twitter and Instagram. And then also I have my pro wrestling tee store, Steve Macklin, and then also on Shop Impact Deals as well for Steve Macklin merchandise.
Steve, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat, but also for serving the country and being a great professional wrestler. I've been a fan of you since you were labeled as Forgotten, and it's been awesome to see you rise up and win the world title being a New Jersey native. Thanks again for your time, and I really do hope to do this again down the road.
Thanks, Joey.
And before you go, please subscribe to binge more content right here on the Angle Podcast. Thanks for watching.